Two of the cases involved drivers being convicted of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle, and all three turn on whether or not the police tried to get a warrant for drawing a suspect's blood before drawing it without consent. The defendants in all three cases say the non-consensual blood draws violated their Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches, and therefore their blood alcohol levels can't be used in court to convict them. During oral arguments this week, Justice Patience Rogensack asked what the court's ruling should require police officers to do in similar cases.
What are the officers to look at now? So you can say, well, they just have to get a warrant all the time, every time. There's just no out to that. How do they follow their obligations under the law?
A recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling made it clear that police can't simply argue they need to get the blood drawn immediately without a warrant, because the evidence of alcohol will dissipate in the body within 3 hours. They have to show they sought to get consent or a warrant before taking blood. UW-Madison Law School professor Keith Findley says these cases force the court to balance the loss of evidence that could prove guilt against the Fourth Amendment rights of all citizens.
On occasion, a guilty person might get off or the case against them be significantly weakened because we have a larger societal interest in providing a mechanism for ensuring that police comply with the commands of the Fourth Amendment.
How the justices will strike that balance won't be clear until next summer when the court issues rulings in these cases. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.